Hi, this is Debbie Voiles, coach at Mojo for Running, with episode number 125, 20 things to do if you lose your running mojo. Welcome to the Mojo for Running podcast. I'm the coach, Debbie Voiles, and this is the podcast for middle of the packers, regular people not afraid to work up a sweat, who embrace the outdoors and that wonderful feeling of endorphins surging through their veins. My goal is to provide the information you need to achieve your goals. If you run long enough, there's a good possibility you'll lose your running mojo at some point. One time, about 9 years ago, I emailed a friend and asked her where she'd been, because I was accustomed to seeing her out on our favorite trail, and she hadn't been there for quite a while. She said, "Deb, I've lost my running mojo." At that moment, the name of this podcast was born. I wasn't able to get the exact domain, so it became Mojo for Running. I'm happy to say she did get her mojo back. Like I said, that was 9 years ago, and she's still running today. But she's not the last one to speak those words to me. I hear them every once in a while. In fact, I heard them just yesterday. It's not surprising. No matter who you are, no matter how enthusiastic, in fact, I think sometimes it's the people the most intense, committed, and enthusiastic that get burnt out. Sometimes people just get tired of trying to find the time to run, competing, having it compete with everything else in their life. It makes them tired and weary. Whatever the reason, I have the answer. Actually, I have 20 answers. The whole purpose of this episode is to give you a potential solution if you should find yourself in that predicament, in the situation of being a runner who's lost your drive, your passion, your mojo. I'll give you my best prescription for fixing what's ailing your motivation. Before we get to that, a word about one of my favorite races, the St. Pete Beach Classic on January 12th and 13th in 2018. It's an amazing running event with great certified race courses, great post-race food, a bonfire, beach party, a spectacular location, a host hotel right on St. Pete Beach, awards 5 deep in 5-year age groups starting with 9 and under and going to 75 plus, long sleeve tech shirts with lady specific shirts, finishers medals for the Classic 5K, Classic 10K, Progressive Waste Solutions Classic Duo, Maddie Zolfo half marathon, individual marathon challenge, and race registration for the kids dashes is free. Yeah, all that. This race has all that going for it, and you get to run along Pasagril Beach and enjoy an awards ceremony at the Serrata Hotel right on St. Pete Beach. The race is the perfect family getaway weekend right in the middle of winter. Come on down and enjoy our unbelievable Florida rut weather. In January in St. Pete, the average low is 54 and the average high is 70. How does that sound? This is the ideal time to try something different. Shake up your racing. Have a golden race weekend that will supercharge your running career. If you come, be sure to look me up. I'll be at the race with about 50 of my Run Tampa crew. Of course, I'll link to the race in the show notes. Now, let's talk about all the things you could do if you were to lose your running mojo. Number one. Try doing a relay race. There are many companies around the world that put on relay races. In most, you have a group of runners, usually around 12 for each team, divided into 2 vans. Each team has a certain number of legs they must do. Each member of the team is assigned certain legs to do, and the vans take turns. So, say van A hovers somewhere while its members, one at a time, run 6 legs, while van B rests somewhere waiting for their turn. Then they switch off with van A and so on. I have known many people that have done this. I have done it, and it's become extremely popular. Most people come back with great stories. They make wonderful lifelong friends, and you know, it's something you might want to try. It's certainly might be just what you need to get your mojo back. Number two, try a beach race. Beach races feel exotic. The views are usually amazing. It's something you can do
I think everybody should do at least once. And if you like it, you can keep doing beach runs. I would just Google beach runs and the area you want to do it in, and you'll probably find quite a few. There's even a beach championship for the different race distances. Number three, try an obstacle race. This is a whole different animal. If you're off put by the thought of crawling through mud, well, maybe that's the best reason to do it. There's a lot to be said for leaving your comfort zone for a while. One great thing about this is that to do it, you'll be forced to follow a whole different training regimen, and that can put a new face on your running training. Number four, do a holiday race. You'll find great themed races of all distances for every holiday season, whether it's the 4th of July, Christmas, or Halloween. The shorter ones can be great options to do with your kids, too. Zombie runs, color runs, and superhero runs are just a few of the options. Number five, do a new race distance, some race distance you haven't ever done before. If you've been doing marathons, switch to halves or make an even bigger change and do 5Ks for a while, maybe a whole year. This will mean much less training, making life much easier, and the speed work will almost surely provide you with a faster pace when you build up to a marathon again at some point in the future. Or if you've always run shorter races, set your sights on a marathon or 50K. Change is good for many reasons. Number six, do a trail run. Sometimes getting out in the woods is life-changing. It's like no other run. Trail runs have an addicting, mind-cleansing effect. I've known people who, once they did a trail race, never did a street race again. There's something magical about running through the woods like a wild animal. My daughter didn't care for running one bit. And then I got her to go for a run through the woods with me. She became a runner almost overnight, but she has no desire to run on the roads. She is a trail runner. Number seven, do a race challenge. Many races have expanded into race weekends during which several races are offered. An example is the St. Pete Beach Classic, offering the classic duo, doing two races, or doing all the races to get to the marathon distance. Another local example is Tampa's Gasparilla Race Challenges. Challenges are becoming more and more popular as runners reach for new, more challenging goals. In these cases, many people aren't as focused on the time, but rather the overall stamina it takes to do two or three or even four races over a two-day weekend. Others go back and do the same challenge, the same race weekend every year, each time striving for a faster time. Number eight, start a streak. There's great power in this. Once you start a running streak, you won't want to break it. The idea is to set out a goal of doing something specific, some minimum running distance every single day. Many people just make it 1 mile. There are even clubs that support this. This is a great way of making yourself, keeping yourself accountable. Just a little bit of trivia. The longest running streak ever, according to Wikipedia, was 52 years and 39 days. Number nine, find a new training partner. This can change everything. The best way to find a training partner is to participate in club group runs. This will introduce you to other people running about the same pace as you. Number 10, join a running club. This will provide you with at least one scheduled group run each week. And if you're lucky and have a club like My Run Tampa Club available, you'll have several scheduled group runs to structure your running week around. Once enmeshed in a club, you'll discover you'll run farther with greater frequency, but it'll seem so much easier as you'll be distracted by the group. You'll run with a whole group of different people, and that will pull you out to the group runs like a magnet. You just really, until you try it, you may not believe how much joining a club and running with a group will affect your running in the best possible way. Number 11, make a vacation out of a race. I refer to that as a destination race. Put in a little time researching races. Check out all the options for sightseeing and other activities. Check out the restaurants and all the other activities at that location. I know I have a document saved on my hard drive of all the races I want to do in the years to come. And guess what? That list gets longer every week. Every time I hear of a cool race, I have to add it to the list. As a matter of fact, at breakfast today after our group run, I realized there was another one that I needed to add as some of my friends told me about it. Number 12, do a night race. These feel a lot different. And for somebody like me, who is a night person anyway, it really feels comfortable to do a race when I'm at my best, which is always in the evening. And another reason to do this is that the whole atmosphere is different at a night race, especially if it's a Friday night race. These races tend to have a party atmosphere as everybody feels like, hey, it's the beginning of the weekend and they're celebrating the work week being over. We did Richard's Run for Life a couple weeks ago, a Friday night race, and we had so much fun. It was great. We also did a midnight race on the 4th of July this year. If you look, you can find night races, and you might decide that's your favorite race time of all. Number 13, try doing an urban challenge race or an urban adventure race, they're sometimes called. These are races that are structured around a set of locations the runners, usually in teams of two, must visit over a designated time period. They race to see who can reach all those destinations first. Each team must solve clues that provide answers, which then identify the locations. So it's not just running from place to place. There's a puzzle, a game aspect to it. Teams must solve the clues to know where to go. You go there as fast as your legs will carry you. Then you snap a picture of you and your teammate at that location to prove that you've solved the clue correctly. There's typically no set race course, though. Each team chooses their own route between checkpoints. I've had some of my most memorable race experiences when doing this type of race when partnered with my daughter, Wendy, my son, Ben, or with other members of Run Tampa. You just would not believe the things that end up happening and the memories that you think about forever, that it just never goes away. Some of the cool things that happened in some of this on this kind of a race. Number 14, get the kids or the spouse or the partner involved. Find a race that caters to families with shorter distances and other activities besides the race itself. The St. Pete Beach Classic is an example of that. Imagine how much fun the family would have enjoying the beach bonfire and a long weekend at a spectacular beach in January. Another way to get them involved is to let the kids use poster board and glitter to make inspirational signs for the race. Number 15, buy a new running gadget. A new watch would be my best suggestion. I can't believe what watches will do these days. When you get home, without even connecting your watch to your computer, just by getting it within range, you can download all the stats from your run and a map of where you went. It's great fun. Number 16, do a triathlon or duathlon. This will not only give you a new focus, but it will also have great benefits for your running. Yes, it will make you faster and help to prevent injuries. Number 17, stop thinking about your time. Run for fun and decide to forget about time for a while. Leave your watch at home in a drawer and commit to do that for at least a month and see how that changes your attitude. Number 18, get on the other side of the table, the aid station table, That's right. Start volunteering at a race every weekend for a while, or maybe every few weeks. This is a great way to give back to the running community and to get reinfected with the enthusiasm the other runners have. Number 19, change up your training. Maybe you cut your usual mileage in half and start spending that other time in the gym instead. If your mojo has slipped away, maybe you can find enough mojo for 3 runs a week. When you've been running 6 days a week for years. Everybody needs change in their training from time to time. Otherwise, you get stale, even if you don't lose your mojo. This will improve your running. In fact, if you've been doing the same thing for a long while, it may totally change everything about running. So I recommend this to everybody. Even if you haven't lost your mojo, it will improve your running to change it up. Number 20, get a running coach. This will give you a whole new perspective. And when you first meet the coach, be sure to explain about how you've lost your mojo, that's your reason for getting a running coach. This may be all you need to do to get your head back in the game. That's it. That's my prescription. Just one of those strategies may be all you need to get your mojo back. Maybe you should try several of them, but don't stress about it. You know, I always say running should be whatever part of your life makes it better. And so it'll change over time. But stressing about it, stressing about the fact that maybe you don't really aren't in the mood to run right now, that's just detrimental. There could be no possible good thing about that. So try not to, you know, if you miss running and you want to be enthusiastic about running, but you find that you're not for a while, just try one or two of these things because it might get you through that rough patch. And that's what you need. If not, you know, you could always say, I am going to take a month off and then I'll come back. I've known so many people that have just taken a few weeks off or a month off or several months off. That's not a bad thing, really, except that it's just like a lot. It reminds me of several things like, for example, being on a diet. You know, it's really no matter what diet anybody's on, if they go off for one meal or even a whole day, that's not a big deal. But we all know what so often happens. If you decide, I'm just going to eat whatever I want for this meal, then often that stretches into a day. And then if you say, I'm going to have whatever I want to eat for a day, well, then when you get up the next day, it's so easy to just keep going in that same vein. So I think it's a lot better if you don't take like a month or so off or a week or so off, but rather, you know, just do one of these things or just cut back to a minimal amount just to keep you in shape until that enthusiasm comes back and try these things and see what happens. Okay, that's it. Now, a reminder, please follow me at Run Tampa. I used to be on Twitter and Instagram at Mojo for Running and Beginner Runner Village and Run Tampa, but I just can't manage all those, all those accounts. So now I'm on Instagram as at Run Tampa and I post there every day. So I hope you'll follow me there and let me know that you're one of my podcast listeners. All right, now I have today's quote. The one who falls and gets up is so much stronger than the one who never fell. That's from Luna Adriana. That's it. Back soon.